This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
They ain't gonna do it. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you for joining me at the what I would call, I would like to believe it's a session of sanity. Whether you do or not is a whole different animal. Depends on what you call sanity, I guess. But I am Joe Mancini. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening up there. After the break, Dr. Gerardo Lomero is going to join me. More good news. More good news for America. You know, I really want to get his take on where he sees the elections going midterm. I don't believe any of the polls. Polls are bad. Just bad. Not just bad for us. I mean, you don't know how they answer the question, ask the questions. You don't know who they're asking them to. You don't know what that group is looking for, what area it's in, what the demographics are. You never know any of this stuff. And I believe most of the polls are I wouldn't even say they're rigged, they're just inaccurate. And they're inaccurate because of the way they ask the questions. If they do that on purpose, they do it that way on purpose, then they are rigged. You're right. Now, in the case, you know, what is the case in the polls have different outcomes? When you have two polls that deal with the same issue, you get totally different outcomes. There's a problem there. And it has everything in the world to do with who they're asking, how the question is laid out, and how that person perceives that question and what's going on around them at the time. Look, hardcore Democrats right now see the world crashing in on them. There's nothing they're going to answer. You know, is the economy good? Hell no, no, it's not good. Better under Obama. Couldn't tell you what any number was, but it was better under Obama. And that's where the fight's going to be for the Dems. They're going to have to prove that the economy's bad, even though I got more food on the table. Even though I got more money to go away with on the weekends, I got more money to take my kids places. They're going to have to convince me that that's not good, that that's bad. Good luck with that. When analyzing a poll, there are two important issues that must be considered. First, the poll, is the poll reliable? Right? And secondly, is it valid? Who put it out there? Find yourself on Newsmax, by the way. I think they do a really good job at this kind of stuff. Now, poll reliability has to do with consistency, right? Whether the poll gets the same results when administered over and over and over again, most polls are reliable, which is consistent with most data that some see in print, if you see it. Now, when I say print, you know what I mean, on the screen, not just on paper. The more controversial construct for skeptics and all who seek truth in polling is validity, right? The addresses, whether the poll is measured where it is, like I said, it's all about the demographics. Where is it being given? How many questions are there? When are you calling? You call me at dinner time? It's a yes, 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 yes to get you off the phone. And a recent Quinnipiac poll, published on September 10th, the U.S. voters believe that anonymous Trump charges, U.S. voters believe anonymous Trump charges 2-1. Now, the sampling, and the reason I'm going over this with you is when Dr. Gerard comes on, he doesn't use polls. He doesn't believe in polls. He does it differently, and he'll explain that when he comes on. But when you look at this, right, if you just the headline alone, U.S. voters believe anonymous Trump charges 2-1. That means half the people polled believed that Trump was guilty of whatever. Who are you asking? Because this hardcore Trumpers, you go into those neighborhoods, that poll would have been zero. Nobody would have believed it. Now, the sampling, along with their methods, are open to debate, especially by those who were trained in research to design a survey. Quinnipiac's selection of poll participants was broken down this way for this particular poll. And listen carefully. Take notes if you need to. Democrats, 34%. Republicans, 24%. You see the problem already? Not 50-50. Not even like 52-48. Right? And independents at 33%. When you consider in August 1st, a Gallup poll regarding party affiliation, we see significantly different outcomes, with Democrats having a 27% share, Republicans having a 28% share, and independents having a 43% share. This means, according to the data in these two-sided polls, the Democrats are overrepresented. So how do you expect to get a fair poll, a fair reading? Right? Another variable to explore in the poll bias is the practice of not using registered voter lists and then qualifying their likelihood of voting, right? I mean, they're not. You don't get a list that showed you that these people voted five out of the last five elections, four out of the last five elections. You can't find them. Why? Because they're not even registered to vote in some cases. I've talked to people who I've never gotten called. My wife's never gotten called that I know of. Right? So we've never gotten called to take these polls, yet I know people who are not registered to vote. Where are they getting the information? The list show up as qualifying people who are likely to vote. The Quinnipiac poll had respondents self-identify their political party affiliation by asking, do you consider yourself a Republican or Democrat or an independent? That could be viewed by researchers as a confound, is what they call it, in the data outcome. Now here's why. Because when you go after it that way, when you look at it in that light, you get too many variables, too many things that come into play that you can't get a proper answer out of. In an info survey research insider blog titled, Five Reasons Why Survey Respondents Don't Tell the Truth. Really? Yeah, because you're cutting into my dinner time. That's the biggest one. How's that? The author cites the following quote. Ask some survey data experts and you'll hear that up to 50% in any given sample provide dishonest responses on any given survey. 50% of them will give dishonest answers. Ask another group of experts and the number drops to a small minority. The point is that we don't really know what the percentage is. Mine would be 100% because, again, I wouldn't tell you the truth anyhow. Joe Mancini, your host, always a pleasure. You know what? Gerard Lomero, Dr. Lomero, he's going to come on and he's going to straighten us out on this. I don't believe any of these polls. There's just so many variables in them and they're not consistent. And I know some of them to be false. Anyway, always a pleasure to be with you. You've been listening to The Real Side. I'm Joe Mancini. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Yeah, we need more cowbell there, buddy. That's right. I'm Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Yeah, some of you see I got the big earmuffs on because my wireless died. You know, and then I can hear nothing. I figure all heck's about ready to break loose. But anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Although I will not refuse to take phone calls when I have this gentleman on with me. Because, you know, the reality is it's hard enough to get through this stuff when it takes you 7 minutes to ask a question. So we're just going to move on through this. Dr. Gerardo Lomero, and I've had him on a dozen times. You guys love him. I love him, having him on the show, too. His latest book, More Great News for America. I mean, we've talked about how he goes about, and he doesn't do polling. Okay? Matter of fact, let me just bring him on before I screw this up so badly we won't be able to talk about it anymore. Dr. Gerard, thanks for joining me today.
Oh, it's great to be with you. You have a fantastic show that people love.
Well, I appreciate that's two of you now. Me and you both believe that, so that's really cool. Hey, I was going through the some of the recent polls, okay? And right. what I was reading through them, this was a Newsmax story about the questionable polls and the way they may shape the midterms depending on whether people believe them or not. Now the poll went down the route of, hey, U.S. voters believe that the anonymous charges against Trump are true 2-1. But then, I tell people all the time, first you have to know how they ask the question. That's number one. Number two is, who's the sampling? What are the sampling numbers? And in each case, there were more Democrats than Republicans that were being sampled.
Well, there's more than that, though. There are about 10 different things. I wrote an article about this, I don't know, a year ago or something, maybe 2 years ago. I forget when I wrote it. But I wrote a definitive article on the problems with polls, and you mentioned two of them, but there are actually a bunch more. For example, there's an underlying model of the electorate that they assume, and they take their 1,000 phone calls or whatever number it is, and they superimpose it on the 1,000. They make all sorts of adjustments.
Right. Oh, yeah.
But the problem is the underlying model is a model that probably would have worked in 2008, but not in 2016 or 2018. And so, therefore, you get strange results that aren't going to come true. And by the way, there's been a whole lot. I'll just give you an example. There's been a whole lot of polls that the race in Texas is close for Senator Cruz. Well, let me just tell you. My forecast model has him winning substantially, and I told that on a Houston station last week, and right after I came on, one of the major polls came in with their latest, and I think they put him up by Cruz now, their latest poll up by 9%. One thing they like to do is get more accurate when it gets closer to the election, so they have less egg on their face.
Well, no, and you know, be careful because then Cruz can't raise any money if you do that. You know what I'm saying? Don't you get those emails all the time though that say, "Hey, oh, it's really close. I'll need more money to get past this." And I go, "Man, I wish I could do that. I would love to be able to do that." Anyhow, but to your point, and I say that to people all the time. You really got to pay attention to what's going on. You really have to pay attention to the way these polls are done, and you know, sometimes in your heart because you live in those areas, you know what's going on. And to your point about the guy in the, what about the other fella in Texas? I mean, it's the first time.
San Antonio.
There you go. Tell people about that one.
Sure. Well, there's a state Senate district there that has been in the hands of the Democrats for 139 years one Republican ever winning. Okay. This is a district that went 12% more for Hillary Clinton than Donald Trump in 2016. This is what we call, or I call, a blue bubble district. And that blue bubble, as I have predicted with other blue bubbles, burst. And you know what? A new conservative guy who has no political experience to speak of decided to run against the Democrat. And you know what? He beat him.
I think it's hilarious. But,
he burst their bubble.
Well, and they're running around saying that we have no chance. You know, it's not going to happen.
Have no chance.
Yeah, so when you see stuff like this, and they'll write it off. They'll tell you a reason why it didn't happen, bad messaging or we did something to short-circuit it. But I think the people, I really believe that the people are tired of the games. They're tired of the political lies. They're tired of the games. And not that we lie less than they do, but I don't think Republicans are as egregious with the way they do things, like what's going on with Kavanaugh right now.
And the problem the Democrats are having is they're using the same old tactics, and you know what? People have caught on. I mean, we can now go back and look at Clarence Thomas in 1991 and the ridiculous last-minute accusations Anita Hill made that have never been authenticated. And the same thing here. I mean, here's a person, okay, this Christine Ford, and look at her situation. She's making a charge. 36 years old, she can't remember the place, she can't remember the home or the house or where the party was, she can't remember who was there except Kavanaugh and maybe one other person. The other person has said he didn't remember anything happening. You go down the list, and she never reported it to her parents. You know, normally crimes are reported to somebody, their best friend or somebody, you know, when it happens because they're so upset. And I'm not saying whether or not it happened. Maybe she got it mixed up with another person. But I think the whole timing of this just fits perfectly with trying to derail the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh. It was just about to be confirmed. They pulled this out of the hat, even though it's several months old data.
Yeah, but I would go one step further with you, though. I would say to you, you know, she can't remember where the house was. She can't remember the time it happened. The one person in particular that she pegs as the one that was in the room also said, I wasn't there. I don't even know what party she's talking about. So there's, in my mind's eye, strike one, two, or three. So how do you know it was Kavanaugh in the room with you? And then the other person just came out who she said was also a witness said, look, I wasn't a witness to that. I heard about it, but I wasn't a witness to it. And then Ford says, or before that incident, she says, she talked to no one about it. So now her credibility is really shot because did you talk to somebody or didn't you? You either did or you didn't. And so to me, you know, it's lie upon lie upon lie upon lie. And notice how they sidestep that.
The person who tried to corroborate her, the girl, the woman, has withdrawn the story from social media now and has said that she actually didn't hear the information firsthand. It's what she thought she heard from other people.
and how would that stand up in court? If you took this to court, I'm going to parade 65 people to the courtroom to show the judge what this guy's character was like. We haven't heard one other incident in 35 years, right? 36 years. There would be some kind of pattern. Even if it was two or three others, there would be something that would light this thing up. Anyway, spending way too much time on that.
It just looks like a political hit.
It is. Somebody threw a stink bomb in the room. That's what they did. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side of GCN Live. Dr. Romero's going nowhere. He's still be with us.
You have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Top Republicans are vowing to move forward with a committee vote on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh if his sex assault accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, fails to show for the Monday hearing on her allegations. Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley sent her lawyers another letter asking for her side of the story.
Where I'm focused right now is doing everything that we can to make Dr. Ford comfortable with coming before our committee.
Grassley says it isn't a role of the FBI to investigate claims like this. He says he hopes she will show up on Monday morning to testify and that her prepared remarks and biography are due on Friday morning. She's accusing him of assaulting her almost four decades ago. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. See, I like that kind of music. That's like traveling music, right? Guitar traveling music. That's really good. I like the horns, too. Those are always great. Puts you in a good mood, gets you going here. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me. I always love when this guy's on the show with me because he makes me feel better about what's coming up. Now, I know, I really believe that he's right about some of these issues that he talks about here on the show with us. But it's got, when you're out with people all day long and they're beating you over the head about, do you really think we can keep the Congress? You really think we're going to be able to keep the Senate? So Dr. Lomero is a PhD. He's an author, political analyst, and an expert on forecasting models. He, not polls, but actually forecasting models. Dr. Lomero is the author of 5 books and is a popular TV and radio, on radio shows all over the place. I see him, I hear him and see him all over the place. He's a quite popular man. And thanks for joining me tonight, Dr. Lomero.
Oh, I'm happy to be with you. It's always a great conversation that we have.
Yeah, I was thinking about turning on the mics during the break. I think people would have a lot of fun just listening to us throw it around during the break, But listen, seriously, you're doing modeling, right? You're doing forecast modeling.
I have models of the electorate, forecast models that I can use for every state.
So what makes your forecasting, or what makes these modelings more accurate than polling? I mean, are people just going to tell you who they're going to vote for and how?
Well, I'll give you the 30-second answer, but for listeners that really want to know, read my newest book, More Great News for America. I put 2 chapters in there about how you do forecasting. And so that's the real answer. I mean, it's hard to give a real synopsis in 30 seconds or less. But the answer is you try to look at variables and things that really count. I look at things that most people don't look at, and certainly don't look at in polls. I look at voter intensity, a variable that I pioneered. I think I was one of the first people in the country to look at voter intensity, how to calculate it, and
it
how to understand.
What is voter intensity? How many times they come out to vote, or what does that mean?
No. Okay, voter intensity is a way of understanding what's the likelihood people are going to vote. So let's say, for example, we'll just run a poll because so many people do.
Okay, I'm ready.
And let's say today is September 19th, and we run a poll today, and we find the first person we talk to says they're going to vote for some Democrat, okay? So the question is, what is the probability that that person on September 19th will actually do what they say by November? In other words, what is the? Are they so intense that they're going to vote no matter what? They'll go out in a hurricane. They'll go out in a flood if they're in North Carolina and vote. In other words, are they going to vote no matter what, or is it like a so-so, you know, week? And that makes a big deal because voter intensity influences voter turnout in a big way. If they're really intense, they're really upset. That's why the Democrats, if you've been listening closely, and I'm sure you have, they keep saying, oh, their intensity is so high. Well, they're finally getting to use my language. but I don't think it is. Sorry. You know, and people don't get turned on by the kinds of things they're saying. Like, oh, we're going to raise your taxes. We're going to take away that tax cut. Oh, we don't care about the economy. Those are only crumbs, you know, and we want to get rid of ICE so that, you know, MS-13 can run rampant over the southwestern U.S. And actually, they go all the way up to Long Island. I remember reading a story in the L.A. Times a few days ago about this big MS-13 gang area, which is called Brentwood, Long Island, which is part of New York State. And by the way, I read extensively, too, to kind of pick up little tidbits of information that help me. And you know, people in Brentwood, Long Island, I think they're scared about that MS-13 gang, as other places in the country too. So basically, I look at variables that most people ignore, but I look at what's called the first derivative of registration dynamics. That is the rate of change. How are they changing in each state, in each congressional district? How are the registration dynamics changing? You know, are people dropping out of the Democratic Party? For example, I was looking at one blue bubble congressional district that I think is going to go red, and believe it or not, they're losing like 2% registration per month, the Democrats.
Wow.
Now, that's a bad sign for them.
It is. Okay, so the Democrats is a big, big bad sign.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, so what I do is I look at numbers and variables that are not like direct polls, but instead they're related variables that tell you a lot about what's happening. I look at trends and how things are trending among the electorate, like different things that they do and things that other people just sort of ignore, but I consider very important. Voter turnoff. and that is something that I look at.
Well,
when you think of it, that's different. You know, most people don't talk about that.
No, listen, I realize there's a whole bunch, you know, in working on this for years, I realize there's a whole bunch of variables going on here. But do you take into consideration, like, things I hear that Republicans are very complacent in some areas now, where they think the president's got it under control or what have you, and he's still going to be able to pull it off? Is that something you believe to be true?
That's a narrative of the left.
Okay.
Don't believe it.
All right. I got to throw it out there because we're hearing it more and more and more and more. The other thing, when you just talk
about the narrative of the left, there's several narratives that are coming out right about now that are totally false.
When you listen to what's going on too, like you just talked about MS-13 and some of those people being afraid that they're prevalent in their areas, but do Democrats believe that the Democrats are better at protecting them, or they believe that Republicans/conservatives are better at protecting them in the streets?
Well, you can't put everybody that has a Democrat label in the same bucket. You know, in other words, there are percentages of them that are getting more and more turned off, less and less, you know, happy with their party. So it depends on which subgroup you're talking about. You can't just say all Democrats are monolithically one way.
No, I really.
They're in various stages of rejecting their party. I'm serious.
No, I agree with you because I got to tell you something. The average Democrat that I deal with, the average one, the one that's working like I am, just trying to feed his family, that kind of total different mindset from what you see from the Pelosi's of the world, from the Ellison's of the world. I mean, they live in a whole different universe. And when you show them or tell them what these guys are doing, they sit there and think, no, come on, you're not serious. They're not really doing that. Yeah, actually, they are doing that. So it's always interesting to talk to a rank and file Democrat, if you would, who doesn't follow politics as a whole.
Well, that's another issue, too. You have to know whether or not they follow politics or not, because that's going to give them different perspective. But there's also some things that I have pioneered in that I think that tell a lot, too. And I have something called a Peace and Security Index, which is whether or not a certain group of voters think that they're safe. Is their neighborhood safe? Is their city safe? Is the country safe from outside bad things, you know, like a war or invasion of too many people coming across the border, especially if they're closer to the border. And then I have an economic security index, which has to do with how do people feel about the economy. I mean, you can talk about things and say unemployment, but how do they feel? You know, do they really feel like, in general, things are going pretty good? Or do they think, meh, I don't buy that, you know? You know, and they have a certain, you know, a certain flavor, and that influences whether or not they vote and how they vote. And so I look at these variables, and I basically pioneered my own variables to figure out the electorate better than I think anybody else has done.
Well, you're the first guy that I've ever had on the show to really talk about what, in essence, what's going on in the community. You know, what's going on around these people? What really drives them to the polls? I mean, are they driven to the polls because of what their party's saying, or are they driven to the polls because they're looking around them and seeing what's in their paycheck, what's going on in their streets, and that kind of thing? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, especially with congressional elections, you know, most congressional districts are at least 50% local.
All right. You had said one point in time when you were on the show, we were talking about the midterms. And the midterms always seem to make a change of some kind for the minority party, but you're saying politics has changed. The way voting is done has changed because of President Trump. You still stand by that?
Oh, absolutely. But it's not because of Trump. Trump is the beneficiary of it. In other words, if Trump weren't there, the American people would have picked somebody else tough and somebody who'd be fighting for them, because that's who they were looking for. You know, I think Trump even himself has thought he's created this wave. This wave existed before he was on the scene.
Okay, well, let's talk about, we got to go for a break. Let's talk about that on the other side. I really, because the way, this whole thing has been coming down, I agree with you, for a long time. And I want to hit that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, you're listening to Real Side. Dr. Lamero will still be here on the other side of the break, I promise.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable.
Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
And I, for one, think that Trump's cabinet should be made up of all guys like that. No more stuff. No more garbage. No more softy stuff. We need to get the job done. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And you need to be. You need to be involved. You need to be engaged. You need to be part of the conversation. Look, even if you don't agree with the person you're sitting across from, you pick up bits and pieces. You understand why they believe what they... You stick your finger in somebody's face and tell them they're wrong, they're stupid, they're ignorant. That doesn't help the situation. You shut them off. But if you listen to what they have to say and they really believe that you know you're interested, you can pick up something and show them how to look at it maybe a different way. People have done it to me on the show. I'm stubborn, a little harder for me, but people have done it to me as well. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me. He's an author, political analyst, and an expert on forecast models. He's also an author of 5 books, been on TV and radio, and his latest book, More Great News for America. I won't tell him the secret. We'll wait for that. But More Great News for America. You got to pick up a copy of the book. We'll put a link on our Facebook page and our regular page as well. Dr. Lomero, thanks for being with me.
Oh, always great to to be with you. We have great conversations because you bring out such good points.
Well, you know, it's really funny. I watch the chat room, regular people. These are the people that are out voting, and I think some forget that. The people that are out voting are me and the people in my chat room. The guy that's working 9 to 5, he's trying to pay attention. You know, the electrician, the plumber, the carpenter. But we were talking in the break, and I want you to go down the story, and I said to you, one of the things I was talking about is if you want to get the pulse of what's going on in the city, you need to go hop in a cab. And recently an experience with me in Vegas was the same way. I went there for a show, hopped in a cab, and this guy, he said, "You here for this political blah, blah, blah?" And I said, "Yeah." And he just told me what was happening and what was going on and what he hears from the people coming in and out of his cab. But you had an extremely interesting experience, but not with a bunch of cabbies.
No, you know, a friend of mine suggested that I go to a national truck stop. I mean, one of those places where they have all these trucks outside and everybody's in there having lunch and they have everything set up for truck drivers. And I went and I didn't get a booth. What I did is I sat on one of their counters, big long counters, you know, and I sat in the middle there and I listened to these people and they were so smart. I mean, these people knew little subtle points, even legal points. And I thought, these people are really smart. They have tremendous common sense. I was taken by how really bright these people were. They were in touch with America. They were in touch with the issues. You couldn't pull the wool over their eyes because they were too smart. But I loved it. I had a great time with them, and I learned a lot. And by the way, I have wonderful, wonderful food. I got a big portion. It was really good.
Oh no!
I may have gained weight too.
Yeah, well, I'm quite a bit larger than you, and I'd have trouble eating what they put out there. But yeah, you're right. Usually, they know the places to go. They know the places to stop, and they're talking to people all throughout the country. So they got a feel for what's going on, what people are thinking, and where they're hurting. Right?
Absolutely. And you know what? When you're driving a truck for all those hours and hours and stuff, and every once in a while you stop at a truck stop, you know. But when you're on the road, you're listening, and they're listening to talk radio, and they're listening to a lot of good people talk, such as yourself. And that's terrific, and that's why these people are so in touch.
Yeah, and they're getting different points of view. I always say the same thing. It doesn't matter whether you agree with them or not. If you listen to different points of view, at least you'll have a clue as how they're coming at this stuff, how they're coming up with their decisions, how they're making their decisions. That gives you the opportunity to, you know, maybe suggest them look at things in a different way, right?
I'll tell you what, these people are good, and they have common sense, and they know as much as a lot of the experts who work full-time in the industry, believe it or not. They have listened to all the experts, and they have picked up the right points. They're really brilliant. I love being at the truck stop, and someday I may go back and get another good meal.
Well, you know, so I want to throw some stats at you again. So, because I, you know,
sure.
people throw this at me all the time. They say, well, what about this, and what do you think about that? And I just get a giggle out of it because, so somebody sent me this thing, and it said Trump's job performance rating, according to, you know, multiple polls, was at 38.8%. And his disapproval rating was at 54. But wait a minute. Here's how they came up with it. Are you ready for this? Make sure you have no liquid in your mouth. I don't want it to come out of your nose. So
okay.
They took the average of a Gallup poll, CNN, Quinnipiac, NPR, Marist, Grinnell, and a couple of college polls, and they threw them all together. And I'm
wow, that sounds really accurate. I'll tell you, some of the presidential approval poll numbers I've seen this year have been really far off, and the ones that I looked at in depth, you know, some of them publish their models, sort of, or give you some indication of what their model is, and that I thought, these guys are still back in 2008 or 2012. They're not 2018 by any means. No, I think the approval rating of Trump is in the 50 to 53 range on any given day.
Well, I get the biggest charge out of you. To me, this is kind of like, what was it, end of the Wizard of Oz when she's clicking her heels together. They're clicking their heels together and they're saying, it's President Hillary. It's President Hillary. I know it's still President Hillary. And they open their eyes and it's like it just freaks them out. And they just can't get over it. And the same thing with mainstream media. They believe if they go down this road long enough and they... I'm not so sure they when they put these numbers out, they really believe these numbers to be true. I don't believe that they're just lying about them. I believe they believe this to be true based on the people that they deal with and only the people they deal with. You agree?
I don't know. I don't know what's in their heart or their head, to be honest. There's two possible explanations. One is they're basically push polls, which are essentially trying to push people to believe, you know, what they think, you know, their point of view, their opinion. The other possibility is they don't get the trends that I get. See, when you have a historic election such as 2016, I anticipated that in 2015. Because that's when I wrote the book, Great News for America. I wrote it before, and I predicted all those things. 10 predictions, 9 of them came true, okay, for 2016.
Well, listen, you're headed down that road anyway. I was going to hit you up with the wave that you were talking about, the wave that, but it didn't start a year ago or 2 years ago or even 3 years ago.
It's longer. Coming,
right, so let's hit on that and tie that into what you were just talking about.
Well, the big waves are 24 to 36 years long, believe it or not. And we are in a substantial new wave that's just started in 2016, but it had this foundation of things going on before it. And so it's got tremendous momentum behind it. It's like a tsunami. And that's why things are going to continue to happen in this direction. The electorate is angry with the parties as they used to be pre-2016. The parties are in the process of breaking up, reformulating along the lines of what the American people want. The Democratic Party, which I predicted, I think even on your show, I predicted lots of shows recently, is going out of business. The Democratic Party is basically going to shut down. They are on the verge of it now. What we're seeing is their last gasps. You know, their last attempt to try to keep power. But they have turned off so many people, they can't remain a national party.
Well, listen, I'm watching what they're doing, and I never, if you've listened to the show for any length of time, I don't beat the party up as a whole. I mean, they've got nut job members in there just like we do or what have you. But right now, I think you're right. They're almost like cornered, caged, injured animals. They are snipping and biting at each other. You know, they keep this guy Ellison in power, even though look what's happened to him and look what he's been accused of. I mean,
that's right.
The party has now got to the point where the people they were defending, you know, are the ones they're allowing to be abused, and they're defending the abusers. And that is the beginning of the end.
It's ridiculous. But you know what? The American people, just like those truckers, know what's going on.
Yeah.
They really know what's going on. And they're voting that way. And that's why the House is going to be more conservative after this election, and the Senate's going to be more conservative, and Trump's agenda is going to get pushed ahead with these conservatives. We're going to have Jim Jordan as our new Speaker of the House.
I hope you're right.
Kevin McCarthy is not going to win. He's not conservative enough, and because the new House is going to be more conservative. So he can't get that nomination.
No, matter of fact, I know Kevin. We're not tight, good friends, but he's from my area of the world, and you know, he had problems the first time.
I'm just saying he's not as conservative as he needs to be.
But that's the road I was going to go down, is that, you know, the fact is that we know him, we know where he's at with some of the things that he stands on. And for me, he wouldn't be much better than the one we have now. So, you know, I mean, whatever.
Exactly. That's why he's not going to get it.
So tell people where to find your books. Tell people where to get more information on you and now sign up for your blog, your posts, your emails.
Oh, okay. Well, my website, and that's where the blog is every week, is greatnewsforamerica.com. All one word, greatnewsforamerica.com. I have 5 books in print, 5 books in e-books too, Kindles, on Amazon. So they can get not only my current books, they can get my previous books, which are pretty good too. At least my humble opinion. I like them.
I'm sure if you're right.
And by the way, I'll announce for the first time, I think, on the radio, that book number 6, I plan to start in the beginning of October, my 6th book.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that later on. But right now, listen, thanks for being on with me. I always appreciate the time that you spent with me. We'll put all your links up.
I love being on with you. You've got a great show.
I appreciate that. Hey, listen, come back in the next hour because we're going to talk about Comey, the communist. No, for real. Seriously. We'll be back in a few minutes.